The North Carolina Department of Transportation is hosting a meeting 4 to 7 p.m. August 12th at Faulkner Elementary School, 3931 Naco Road, Greensboro, on its plan to improve passenger and freight rail operations along the Piedmont Corridor. Visit ncdot.gov.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this 11th day. Of August 2025. Wow, that's going by so fast. And speaking of fast, he's fast and he's loose. It's right. He's none other than my co-host tonight, and my producer, Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
Fast and loose, huh?
Yeah.
Good evening, Pastor.
Yep. My mother's from Kentucky, and she used to always say that they had the prettiest horses and the fastest women. But anyhow, we're going to start. The title of the message was, Woe to You Hypocrites. Woe to you hypocrites. And it all has to do with what's been happening. I was amazed here what has been taking place with all of this going on in Texas down there. They just can't handle... this gerrymandering that they've been doing. The Democrats have been doing this. They've gerrymandered and gerrymandered. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's the same thing like with this Epstein thing. For 4 or 5 years, they did everything they could to keep Epstein thing from coming out, you know. And then all of a sudden, they turn. They never had anything against Trump like they said. If they would have, they'd have brought it out the week before the election, But here, the hypocrisy is just amazing. The hypocrisy is absolutely amazing amongst the Democrats. Here, this Prisker, and I have to laugh. Now, let me tell you, it got so bad that even NBC called out Governor Prisker for hypocrisy. Listen.
Wow.
Yeah, they called him out. They said, How can you claim them? Look what you've done in Illinois, the state of Illinois. And he answered that with a non-answer. He just did the political mumbo-jumbo, never answered the question. But anyhow, so that's what it's all about, hypocrisy. And Jesus said, woe unto you hypocrites, woe unto you hypocrites, woe unto you hypocrites. So we're going to take a look at some of what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about the hypocrisy. And in fact, the definition of a hypocrite is one who affects virtues and qualities that he does not have. The term hypocrisy is an empty display of a religious pretending to be what one is not or believe what one does not believe. And so it's those are the definitions. Now, I wanted to start tonight in Isaiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 8. And as we go through here, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that were grievous which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. Now, it's an interesting thing here, because the application here is that, about the invasion of Israel and Judah by Assyria. And here, you know, all through the Bible you have what you call types and shadows. Do you know what a type and a shadow is?
No.
Okay. It's something that the Lord shows you that he does on a small scale, and then again on a larger scale, and then even then maybe on a larger scale. And it's got more than one application. For example, we take a look at the rapture. Okay. We see all through that he shows you types of raptures. The flood of Genesis 6 was a type of the rapture. The Dead Sea, the parting of the Dead Sea, was a type of the rapture. Even when they took Lot and his daughters, came out of Zoar and went up to the mountains, that was a type of the rapture. So it's something that happens. You have like an initial fulfillment. And we have, like, the initial fulfillment, what we saw on 9/11 in New York City. Boy, that was a type of what is coming, the Babylon the great whore. I mean, we couldn't, if you read Revelation 18, you just scratch your head and say, I can't believe it. This, you know, what I just saw. And I was watching the news that time when the first plane flew into the World Trade, and the first thing that came to my mind is like, there's going to be a fire, this is Babylon, it's going to be burning, and, you know, I went right to Revelation 18, I said, I'm watching this on a smaller scale, which is going to happen. Now, what he's going to be talking about here in this passage is Assyria going after Israel and Judah. And this is be an initial fulfillment, but it's a type of the major that's going to take, that will take place. And you find that in Ezekiel chapter 38. And that's going to happen during the tribulation period. So he says here, and what will you do in the day of visitation and in the desolation which shall come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down under their prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For in all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Do you know what that means when it says his anger is not turned away, his hand is stretched out still?
No, Pastor, I'm sorry. I had to take a call there.
Oh, okay. He was continuing to, in other words, he was continuing to bring judgment down on them. Now, when he's referring to hypocrisy here, the first application he's referring to actually is a nation of Israel, okay, and Judah. And then here we're going to see how God will often harden somebody's heart. He will often use a wicked country or a wicked ruler to punish a rebellious people, his own people, okay? But he's doing two things at one time. He's judging the wicked and also punishing Israel, because Israel was a stiff-necked people here. And so he goes on, but he goes on to tell them here that, you know, I didn't do this like he did with Egypt. Remember, he hardened Pharaoh's heart?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's telling him here, I didn't harden your heart. You did this completely and totally on your own.
You've done it to yourself.
Yeah. So he goes on and he says, O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him charge to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. So he's using Syria here to judge Israel. And he goes on and he says, howbeit he meaneth not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. Now, he's actually referring to here, I had, you know, read this, and it just, you know, dawned on me, wait a minute, when I said that, when I looked at this, he's not speaking about so much the nation of Assyria, he's speaking about the Assyrian. And the Assyrian actually is the advent of the Antichrist, okay? And he says, For he saith, are not my princes altogether kings? In other words, the Antichrist, is he's exalting himself here. And so here you want to say, well, boy, you know, I mean, maybe you could... are you sure you're not reading anything into that? I mean, that's very possible, but, well, yes, I didn't stop there. I kept looking, right? And so I want to go over to Micah chapter 5. And in Micah chapter 5, here, verses 1 through 6, we read this. Now here you're going to see, it's going to be talking about the identity of the Messiah, verses 1 through 3. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us, and they shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon his cheek. So that gives you a pretty good indication who this is. Who is it that got smited with a rod upon his cheeks, the king of Israel?
Jesus.
Yeah, during the... So this is a future, you know, he's a prophecy. Now, but if you aren't sure of that, this next verse kind of really...
really drives it home.
Yeah, it says, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. Again, that, there's no question of who that is there. And then, here we go with Israel. Therefore shall he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Anyhow, it's the rejecting of the Messiah, and the she's here has those that reject him have, you know, three applications. One, the very first would be the seed of the woman versus the seed of the serpent, Genesis 3:15. So we know that Christ came from the seed of the woman. We know that that was 4,000 years before him born as a Christ child. It was prophesied that he was going to be the seed of the woman. And obviously, then you got the second application that, you know, like just about everybody I know was born by a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, maybe Democrats are... You know, we know that...
Well, they don't know what a woman is, so they're not sure.
Yeah. So like, if you ask them, was your mother a woman, they wouldn't...
They wouldn't actually be able to understand. They probably wouldn't even understand the question.
Yeah. Anyhow, he says, and he shall stand and feed in all the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. Of course, we know who that is. And this man shall be the peace. When the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men, and they shall waste the land of Assyria with a sword, and with the land of Nimrod, and the entrances thereof. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land, and when he treadeth within our borders. So he's making it, just showing you there that the Assyrian is an individual. It's not speaking about the nation. In the second application, obviously he's leading the nations of Assyria, but the Assyrian is none other than the Antichrist himself, huh?
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, wanted to go over to 2 Peter. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, we read, and of course we're talking about, again, the hypocrisy here. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, now here, the heathen that's referring to, the LGBTQ, in all those on the left that embrace every evil work, those that hate legitimate government, they do. I mean, they really hate those on the left today, they really hate the government the way it is, don't they, under Donald Trump?
Absolutely. I mean, they've hated it for years, and they've turned that anger upon the actual country that they live in. It's insane.
They hate good and they embrace evil. And you see them out there tonight. They had that big protest to close down, the prison down there in Alligator Alley.
Oh, Alligator Alcatraz?
Yeah, Alligator Alcatraz. All they want to do, they want to set the rapists, the murderers, the pedophiles, they want to set these people free.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are self-destruction. So now, here, this actually, I confused some of those at NBC, ABC, CBS, some of the who work there in D.C. actually came out and they said, we're amazed because it's not safe here. they talked about how they were robbed. The one talking head, she really come out. She really, I had her name down, but anyhow, she
put her job on the line.
Yeah, she did.
How dare they tell the truth?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you're not going to be working here long if you start telling the truth. And it shows how the Democrats are not very smart. Of course, we knew that, but they're disrespectful to people, to angels, and to dignitaries. And so he starts by saying here in verse 10, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they're not afraid to speak evil of dignities." He's referring specifically in here, this case, to angels, and then there's secondary application to, people of prominence. "Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not rallying accusations against them before the Lord." Now you see, I bring those accusations here on this program, you do. Mm-hmm. We are to reprove, we are to rebuke, the wicked. Okay, just like, boy, nobody did a better job of that than the Lord Jesus himself.
Absolutely.
And so, but why is it that angels won't reprove? Now, angels are very quick. They will destroy the wicked. We see the Bible But why don't they bring rallying accusations against the Democrats?
Because even Democrats are made in God's image.
Exactly, exactly.
See, but I learn.
Yeah.
I pay attention.
Yeah. I kind of remember somebody telling you that.
Someone told me that. I think it might have been yesterday someone told me that. I'm not sure who. Someone was very wise. Do you know who that was?
You know, that there you go. You just, that big wise part just gave it away.
And, did it really?
Yeah. Ask McTurnan. So, anyhow, we had to, let's pick it up here. He said, but these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed. Of course, that's what the angels who done speak evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of the unrighteousness as they count it pleasure to riot. Boy, now we've seen some riots. It's what we were just talking about, riots in our days. In fact, tonight they just had, they had rioted against it. A bunch of them went after trying to close down an ICE headquarters there. And boy, did they get a hold of something they couldn't turn loose of. The ICE agents came out of no place. And they went after them, whipping them with their batons. And so they counted a pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery, they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised, which covetous practices, cursed children. These are the people that are cursing out there. You have this woman that here named Jennifer Welch. She is on this thing, Bravo. And boy, what a filthy mouth this woman has. What a filthy... I'm not sure what this Bravo is. I think one time I came across that.
I think it's a network.
Is it a network, Bravo?
Like a cable channel. If that's the same Bravo I'm thinking of.
The one I saw just a very short clip of this word Bravo, if I remember right, and what they had on there were you know, some very whorish women. Okay, with I just saw just a little few minutes of it, but maybe that's not the right one. But that's what I think it is, Bravo. But anyhow, but this woman, we'll get to her later. That would be a perfect example of hypocrisy. What a dirty mouth she has. I mean, boy, I'm going to tell you, they have to bleep her bleeps, okay? And so it goes on to say, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Well, you know what Balaam did, right? Balaam was the one who, we'll pick it up here tomorrow because, we're out of time.
He was told to curse Israel and God wouldn't allow him.
Right. Every time he went to curse Israel.
He ended up praising him, blessing him.
Yeah. And, it cost him, but we'll pick it up right here tomorrow. In fact, I'm going to mark it right here so I'll know right where to pick it up. How's that?
Yep. Sounds good. I got it marked, too, so Styles.
All right.
If he grabs his Bible, it'll be ready for him.
Okay. We'll be back after this one more.
Read his words. Heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold. just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Gird up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Gird up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Gird up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And you know, every now and then, you know, I like to always shop local, and I like to go to the mom and pop stores and, you know, give the local small business my business. And but every now and then, you come across one of those businesses that that go out of their way to give better than normal, you know, service. And one of those is Middlefield Sign Company out there in Middlefield. We have a, you know, of course, we've had a lot of signs made up and things that we do. But Jacob Lassie's out there always does an excellent job. And they're a very pro-life store, too. And so, folks out there, and price-wise, way more than competitive. So, you folks in Geauga County, Northeast Ohio, if you're looking for a sign maker that makes good signs, indoor, outdoor signs, vehicle decals, banners, magnets, wide format printers, yard signs, stickers, you know, you name it, they make it up there. That's where I would go. And that's Middlefield Sign Company. And that's at 14895 North State Avenue in Middlefield, Ohio. And, or you can go to www.middlefieldsigncompany.com. Phone number out there is 440-632-0708. Again, Christian owned and operated sign company. Do your business. Take it to one of the brothers. 440-632-0708. That's where we go to get our signs made up. All righty.
It's nice to know of companies like that.
Yeah, it is.
Believe
it
in good Christian values and you know your money's going towards good people.
Yeah, and you know the thing of it is too is, you know, when it comes to something like you go in and you have something made, and they'll actually donate because of the cause, and that's why we went there. It's been in the family, and I've known his father. He was a friend of mine, but very, very pro-life. And that's where you want to go. You want to go to people that respect life, and you want to go to, you know, people that you know, hold to, you know, integrity. And like I said, I always would rather go to a local family-owned mom-and-pop type store over the big companies. And so, you know, I totally hate woke companies. I mean, I just cannot tolerate woke companies.
No, go woke, go broke.
That's right. And you know what the big news is today? That Trump federalized the D.C. police.
I saw that.
He added 450 FBI agents. He brought in ATF agents, Park Police, and the New Jersey National Guard. And they say, well, you can't do this. You can't. The Democrats are beside themselves. I mean, they're really beside themselves now. They're claiming that Trump is a dictator. And, you know, I mean, how dare you want law and order? How dare you want law and order?
How dare you want criminals to pay the price and pay for their crimes? How dare you?
You want to deprive these young roving gangs their ability to rob, steal, and kill and maim people, okay? And attack elderly and rob women in the streets and rape.
Yeah, how dare you want to protect the American citizens?
And then when some of their own, the woman from NBC, when some of their own actually come out and say, they're right, that's the right thing, it's not safe, we've been attacked out here, okay? When it happened to some of their own, and of course, in hypocrisy, as long as it's somebody else and not you, then why should you care, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, again, and that's the hypocrisy is stifling with those folks. But anyhow, we talked earlier about. Do you know what else the other big news is? That the DOJ are assembling right now, putting together a grand jury, and they're going to be indicting people. Can you finally believe it? They're going to be for the Russia. Now, this is not the same thing we talked about the other day. It's going to be the same people get indicted. Because remember the other day, they were talking about, and they indicted, they were going to indict, and they had Comey, Brennan. Most of that was going to be, had to do also with the Epstein cover-up. But this now, all of those people, Brennan and Comey and Strzok, Hillary, and I had to laugh. Because remember Judge Napolitano used to be on Fox News?
Yeah.
When he was talking about this. They're going to indict Hillary. And then I couldn't believe it. He says, what does Hillary have to do with Epstein's Island? And I couldn't believe it. Are you for real? You know, are you absolutely for real? She was out there almost as much as Slick. Well, actually, she was going to his place. Her and Chelsea were going to in New Mexico. He had that ranch where they were impregnating all those women. And so, anyhow, that's amazing.
Pastor, I just want to put it out there. I took a couple of calls during the break there, and apparently San Diego and Chicago as well, they're running some kind of interference and trying to block the show.
Again, yeah.
So, you know.
So, What are they doing? You don't know what kind of interference you're getting calls.
I'm not sure. Someone, I think someone in San Diego is saying that they're running some kind of noise over it. And then for Chicago, she just said that they were jamming it. So I don't know for sure because I didn't hear it, you know. So I made a note of it, you know, so they could look into it. But I figured you should know that as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me.
No.
They'll do anything they can to try to keep the message down.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like if you asked all the engineers, well, I'll ask you. You work there. Do they do this to anybody else?
I have never gotten a call for any other show saying that they were jamming it or there was interference being run. Never. Not for any other show here. Or anywhere else. This is the only... Anywhere else that I've worked in the radio industry, I've never gotten any calls like that. Anywhere.
The only other ones, you ask any of the managers of any of the stations, and they say, Pastor, it's you. The only other ones that they went after, they did that the same thing too, but not nearly like they do us.
We got another call coming in here too. You want to take it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, you're on the air.
Yeah, they jamming in New York too.
New York too.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
All right.
And we got another one coming in as well. This might be for New York as well or somewhere else. Let's check it out.
All righty, who do we have now?
Yeah, hi. This is Edna from Middle Village, Queens. I listen to WMCA, and they're doing it on this station too. They're making noises, and then he went off the air for 15 minutes, and then he came back again, but they're still making noises.
What kind of noises is it, Edna?
How the hell would you describe it?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Like somebody's buzzing.
Okay, yeah. I know they do that. They have the waffling, and then they we had the ones where they did the real high-pitched things. But the only other ones they do that to is Jay Sekulo, you know, UC, what is it?
Yeah.
But, well...
Yeah, it's like a high-frequency noise.
Well, thanks for calling you, for letting us know. And, you know, yes. I mean, we got to... This was supposed to have been taken care of, and I can't talk about the way that was supposed to have been stopped. But you better let the Greek know.
Yeah, I will. I'll let Jimmy know. I got it all written down so far. Chicago, New York, San Diego... We got someone else calling too. Let's see if there's another.
No way.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Hello. Yeah, they're jamming Connecticut also.
Connecticut.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I listen every night, and they're jamming with the.
Okay.
Great. That's. All right. We got three more. The phone lines are blowing up.
All right. Thanks, Edna. There you go.
You want to take more or
yeah all right. We might as well find out how bad we're being torn down here.
Yeah, all right. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh yeah, this is Ernie from New York City. They're jamming us over here, and it's more like a blurbing. Every once in a while, when people are speaking, there's like a blur. Just to jam you up. I just want to let you know. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
What's left? You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm from Malden, Massachusetts, right outside of Boston, and yeah, I'm hearing that too. It's like a weird sound.
Okay, we're on a big station there in Boston. All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, well, we got one more here. We might as well take it.
Yeah.
What's right? What's left? You're on the air.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Chris from Carmel, California, and I just want to say that we're breaking up too here. As all the other callers are coming in, we're breaking up big time.
Okay,
all right.
We turn it on to hello.
Yeah, yeah, we're here.
Oh, hi, Pastor. Oh my God. Hi, Pastor. I just want to say I love you so much, Pastor Ernie. You've been a blessing to me.
Well, thank you.
COVID. I love you. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Go ahead.
Well, I love you too. We need to, you know, thanks for calling. And
beautiful Pastor Ernie, you are a blessing. I tell my son and I that you're our pastor. We don't have to go to church anymore. Our pastor went to church one Sunday, my son and I, after we lost my husband during COVID, and went to church, and they had the homosexual flag out there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Pastor, I guess he was. Oh, yeah, it was crazy. So we haven't gone back to church after that, and we've been listening to you, and we're big time. We support you, everything. We love you guys. Style, you're my favorite.
You know what? We have a lot of people all over the country from coast to coast. And a lot of folks are shut-ins, and they can't get out, and they consider us their church and me their pastor. I get letters from them all the time.
Yeah.
And I really do appreciate it, too. And
5 years now, you've been our pastor. We don't miss a day or an evening without you. We get it here at 7 here in Carmel.
Well,
in the evening.
You made my day, even though.
Beautiful. I love you.
I love you, too, and thanks so much for
God
calling.
God bless.
God bless. Yeah, you have a... it's just amazing here. Why? What's going on tonight? What is it that they're? What are we? What do we do?
What are they afraid of? Like, what are we? Like, I mean, aside from.
Oh, wait a minute! Message, wait a minute!
What's going on?
Well, here, think about it for a minute. How did we start the program off with hypocrisy?
Of course.
And if anything is going to get them angry, remember
calling out their hypocrisy. Of course.
Uh huh. Yeah, and that's what did it. But we got to figure out, you know what they're doing. It sounds like they're using the same method, pretty much, and you know, because we've had to go through this before, where we get prepared to battle it, you know, to be able to stop it. So
yeah, to counteract it.
Yeah, because they'll be back tomorrow, probably. Okay?
No, but especially all week. This is the message all week. So
yeah, when it comes to hypocrisy. They can't handle that. And then, you know, teaching it, about Trump federalizing the police there in D.C.
Yeah.
You know, that's the district of crime. And here, boy, they don't want that story getting out, that these people, because, again, you know, if it's a sin, if God's Word, the Bible calls it a sin, the left embraces, this is pure communism. And speaking of that, you know, we might as well just go after here that the Democrats are really starting to become attached to that Mandemi there in New York.
Mandami or something that.
Yeah, the you have Pocahontas. Now she's fallen in love with him. And here, the governor out there in California, or New York.
Hochul?
Hochul, yeah. Hochul,
say. Hochul? Yeah.
Yeah. How now she's taking a really good look at him, okay? And so, you know, here, these people, they never learn, do they?
No.
They never learn.
They're people gluttons are going, for punishment.
Yeah. I mean, and if they elect him... And New York, goodbye, New York City. Babylon will be fallen, because people will be moving out of there so fast. I mean, businesses will be, they'll be moving out of there in droves.
Okay? Well, you would hope, but, I mean, honestly, I think there's a lot of people that just, you know, will try to stick it out, because otherwise, why are they still there now? What is it? Is it not bad enough yet?
What? Yeah, I well, you know, the price of everything is high, and a lot have left, you know, a lot have left, but, just think of all the people that used to be on television at the cable net that have left New York and moved to other states, gone to Florida, moved their whole operations.
Mm-hmm.
But, you'll see it in huge. If this guy gets in, the very first thing he's been talking about is putting raising taxes on corporations. Boy, that's gonna they're gonna be leaving there. I mean, it's gonna be really nasty.
Yeah, and he also wants to make grocery stores like a communist grocery store.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
You've seen the grocery stores in communist countries, right?
Yeah,
they in fact
mile long for a line to get bread.
Yeah, well, and you have these leaders from these other countries, how they come over there. And they go through our grocery stores and say, it's just amazing how many different varieties you have. Those are too many varieties. It confuses people. We just have very simple, very few things for them. Anyhow, you remember that guy there in Texas? He ran against Ted Cruz, remember? He wanted to run against Ted Cruz for being the U.S. Senator out there. They called him Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I renamed him as Big Toe. He's Big Toe O'Rourke, right? And that name kind of stuck when he was running against Ted Cruz. And so, anyhow, he's back, and he's going on another one that's just a high, hypocritical rant, just ranting. This guy's a three-time loser. He's lost the last three elections he's ran for. And he's about the gerrymandering in Texas. Just unbelievable. Where the Democrats, again, you can't even begin to match them in gerrymandering.
No.
And so, anyhow, that's what some of what's happening.
The thing is with the gerrymandering is it's not illegal. There's nothing illegal being done there. I'm surprised it took Republicans this long to actually do some of this themselves, because the Democrats have been doing this for decades.
Well, see, the Republicans didn't know that they could win until Trump taught them, see?
Mm-hmm.
And, they just couldn't handle the hard things. And I praise the good Lord for the few out there to do, like Josh Hawley, mm-hmm. Ted Cruz, those that have the guts to stand up and fight, okay? And
many Republicans are go along to get along.
Yeah, too many. And we had too many rhinos, rhinos in there. One rhino is one too many.
Mm-hmm.
But remember we were talking about that Jennifer Welch on that Bravo. Well, you know what she was her thing about now? And now Jennifer Welch is a white woman. They say, like I talk about hypocrisy, unbelievable. And she says, for you white people, all of you white people, if you're a white person, you should never go into a Mexican restaurant or a Chinese restaurant or an Indian restaurant. That's right. You should never go in there if you're a white and get your white behinds out of there. And she said the only place that we should be able to go to would be Cracker Barrel, okay, because we're crackers.
Oh.
And so, anyhow, she wants all white supporters of President Trump to be banned from any of those restaurants, the Indians or Italian or Chinese or Mexican.
Why?
Because we're white.
Well, doesn't that kind of sound racist?
Yeah.
I thought we had laws against banning someone based on race.
No, those laws only apply to conservatives.
Or they don't apply to conservatives.
Yeah, well, the laws are, they're based on if you disagree with a person of colors, you being a colorless person, see, you're either a person of color or a colorless person, and say, if you disagreed with Al Sharpton, then you got to be a racist for doing that. This is the mindset of Democrats.
So I can't disagree with him just because he's wrong.
Oh, no. That's, remember,
in fact, me just saying that probably would get me labeled a racist.
wrecked. I mean, just to, you know, to say that, to disagree with someone because they're wrong, that goes totally against DEI. Remember what DEI is all about.
Yeah, didn't earn it.
Yeah, there you go. And so, on her, I've had a podcast, Welch, in a graphic term, slammed white voters who side with the president's border policies, but then dine in ethnic eateries across America. I've had it with white people that triple Trumped, that have the nerve and the audacity to walk into a Mexican restaurant or a Chinese restaurant or an Indian restaurant or go to a gay hairdresser, Wells said. I'll never, ever go to a gay hairdresser, will you?
I don't think so. I mean, unless I just didn't know, but, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to a straight hairdresser either. Go to a barber.
Well, the only place she wants you to go is to Cracker Barrel, because... You're a cracker.
Apparently.
Okay, her use of Trump.
With this idea that she has, if this actually happened, you know how many of those places would go out of business? She has absolutely no care or no thought for the business owners of those Mexican restaurants, of those Indian restaurants. They don't care what color you are. Come in, buy our food, enjoy it, and come back.
You mean they want to serve white people there?
They want to serve everyone.
Wow.
They would love it if the place was overflowing with every type of person.
Yeah, we have a couple Mexican restaurants close to where I live and a Chinese restaurant. And I got to know the people there pretty good. And they're really good people. And they actually, maybe, it's possibly they don't know that I'm white. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
They keep inviting me back, huh?
They might be colorblind, yeah.
Well, but, you know, we've become good friends. Anyhow, do you know why she refers to Triple Trump?
No, I have no idea what that is.
It refers to the president's stances on illegal immigration, diversity, and LGBTQ rights.
Okay.
So, you need to know that.
I don't. I really don't.
Welch's rage continued. It continued. If you want Triple Trump, you want to browbeat DEI, browbeat gay people, and you want to browbeat black people, as you've been doing for 400 years.
400? Wow, yeah. I didn't know he was that old.
No, I know. Yeah. Jeez, I haven't been doing it. I've only been on the radio for 51 years. So,
well, that's on the radio.
Oh, okay, so...
that's you mean, just your radio career. I mean, you've been around a lot longer than that. I don't know how long. But.
Yeah, but I haven't done it for 400 years. So.
No, anyhow, not yet.
Not yet.
Getting close, huh?
Yep. We're coming up to a break here, I think, in a minute. And when we come back, we have a whole lot of stuff. I'd open up the phone lines, but... But we're not on the air anywhere. So.
I mean, we could do that. We could open up. I mean, people have been still trying to call. I've just been, you know, I haven't been taking them because we're having this conversation. And most of it, I guarantee, is going to be just, oh, yeah, or this city, too. So, I mean, but we can open up the phone lines if you want when we get back.
Yeah, we'll do that. We come back from the break, we'll open the phone lines. In between calls, there's a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, a whole lot. And cleaning house, FBI fires former acting director. Be right back.
Light the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program,
you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.